Welcome back to another edition of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. Hope all enjoyed a spiritual and meaningful Pesach, and now we return to the Parsha. This week's Parsha is Parsha Shmini, and in this week's Parsha, we find that Aharon is called to become the Kohen Gadol to preside over the matter of the Avodah in the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, Keravel ha-Mizbeach ve'aseh et chatatcha ve'et olatecha, וְחַפֵּר בָּעַדְךָ וְעַד הָעַם וַעֲשֵׂה קֹרְבָן הָעַם וְחַפֵּר בָּעַדָּם כָּאֲשֶׁר צִוָּה הָשֵׁם. Moshe told Aharon, come close to the Mizbeach and offer the chatat, the sin offering, the ola, the burnt offering, and make a kapara for yourself and for the nation. What was happening here was Aharon was being installed as the Kohen Gadol. When the Mishkan was put up, it was put up on Chaf Gimel of Adar, and it was put up and taken down each subsequent day until Nisan, when it was permanently put up and was not taken down again until the Bnei Yisrael journeyed. During those days of the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu acted and served as, quote-unquote, the Kohen. There is a Gemara in Tanit that asks what it was that he wore during that time. Did he actually wear the special clothing of the Kohen? And it responds that he really only wore a white cloak and not the special garments of the Kohen. But now Aharon was being called upon to become the Kohen Gadol, and the operative term here, which is picked upon by the Perushim, by the Mefarshim, is the word Kerav el HaMizbeach. You should draw near. It gives, Rashi suggests that Aharon was hesitant to want to take the position of the Kohen Gadol, and the question is why. And the answer is because Aharon knew that he had in his past a blemish, the blemish of his involvement with the Chet HaEgel, with the sin of the golden calf. And basically he was suggesting to Moshe that he was not deserving of this position, and he was hesitant to come close to the Mizbeach. Therefore Moshe had to urge him by saying, Kerav el HaMizbeach, you must draw close to the Mizbeach. So the question is, why was Aharon wrong? In fact, he did have a blemish. So why was it that he was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol and not Moshe himself, who was free of this blemish? So the Perush Moshe HaZakenim expounds upon this, as I heard from a Rav Baruch Simon from Yeshiva University. And he suggests that Dafka, specifically, because Aharon had a blemish in his past, he now was assured that he would not become a Baal Gaiva, he would not become arrogant, he would not become haughty, because he would always have this on the back of his mind that he had transgressed, and he would always be sure to take care not to become too full of himself in terms of this position, because he was going to be the representative of all Bnei Israel to try to bring atonement on his behalf. Unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, who we know was considered to be the humblest of all men, but he did not have this nature of blemish on his in his past, and therefore possibly had the potential to become haughty had he also taken over the position of Kohen Gadol. We see this also, as the Magen Midubna points out, with regard to Avraham Avinu. There are those that claim that Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem at age 3. We know that Avraham Avinu died at age 175, and the Pasuk does say, Ekev Asher Shem Avraham Bekoli, and Ekev in Gematria is 172, which means that for 172 years, Avraham Avinu listened or heard or understood or recognized the Word of God. However, there are those that claim that that Avraham Avinu did not recognize God until he was 48. If that is in fact the case, then why is it so special that Avraham Avinu should be the father of all of Judaism and be able to be a role model for others? And the answer is that because at the age of 48 he recognized Hashem, he then had an opportunity to show anyone else that didn't recognize Hashem, look, I came from where you were too. I have that in my background. Anyone that has a blemish in their background can use it in two ways. First of all, it could destroy them if they continue to dwell on it, or if they use it in the most positive fashion, it can propel them to become a better person and to become even higher spiritually than they were before. And this is what we see with regard to both Avraham Avinu, and we also see this with regard to Aharon in this week's Parsha when he was becoming the Kohen Gadol. And this is why we see in the Gemara in Masechet Yoma that says that if you are a Baal Tshuva, then your Zedonot are not only Neset Shigagot, that those things that you did wrongfully on purpose not only become those that were done by mistake or negligence, but they actually become zechuyot, which I guess is in line with the theory that b'makom shebalei tshuva umdim ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amod, a place where a bal tshuva, somebody who has tasted sin, somebody who has done something wrong in their past, they can reach even higher levels than somebody who was quote-unquote frum from birth and has a pristine and blemish-free background because they were never challenged. If you are challenged and you overcome, then you can become a better person and reach higher heights. It is the theory that if it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos and a very good post-Pesach, and looking forward to Shavuos during this Chol HaMoed period of the Sefirah. Shabbos.